With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Republican lawmakers are taking steps to keep Syrian refugees out of Montana and the rest of the country as well. Meanwhile, the governor says it's a moot point for the time being. Steve Jess reports.
Reacting to the news that one of the gunmen in last weekend's Paris attacks carried a Syrian passport, at least a dozen states say they'll try to block any resettlement of Syrian refugees. Republican Montana Senator Steve Daines has written to President Obama calling for a halt to all refugees coming from the Middle East until exhaustive background checks are in place. Congressman Ryan Zinke, also a Republican, is co-sponsoring a bill to subject all refugee applicants to FBI screening. Montana Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, issued a statement aimed at reassuring those worried about potential terrorists. Bullock says at the moment there are no plans to bring any Syrians to Montana. He says the state is reviewing its protocols covering refugee resettlement, and if any applicants for resettlement pose a security risk, they will be denied. Idaho's governor has also called for a halt to resettlements pending background checks, while Washington's governor says refugees are welcome in his state regardless of their origin or their religion. President Obama has pledged to accept up to 10,000 refugees from war-torn Syria, but that was before a possible refugee was linked to the attacks in Paris. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Montana lawmakers will review proposed new campaign finance rules tomorrow. State lawmakers will review proposed new campaign finance rules tomorrow. The rules, written by Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Modell, are controversial. Steve Jess reports they might be delayed.
Modell's proposed new rules have come under fire not just from politicians, but a wide range of public interest groups, from the National Rifle Association to the American Civil Liberties Union. At a hearing in September, the ACLU's Nikki Zupanic said the proposal requires so much disclosure that donors might be scared off.
Entities like ours will be forced to disclose a donor's contribution when that donor had no intention that the gift be used for political purposes. It's impractical and it's unfair.
The State Administration Committee put the rules on hold until this month. Commissioner Modell says the committee might try to delay them until the 2017 legislature, but he doesn't think that will happen. The rules are needed to implement the dark money disclosure bill the legislature passed this year, as well as the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision in 2010. The administration committee will probably poll all 150 legislators to see whether Modell's rules are what they wanted when they passed the dark money bill. The poll won't change anything, but it may delay the rules from going into effect by a few weeks. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
The State Commissioner of Higher Education is asking the Board of Regents to approve another $500,000 incentive to get Montana State University President Waded Cruzado to stay on the job for another 5 years. Clay Christian says Cruzado has shown tremendous leadership. During her tenure, MSU has increased its graduation rates and numbers. The university has invested in faculty and student support services, and private fundraising is at an all-time high. Cruzado's initial contract in January of 2010 included a $500,000 deferred compensation plan if she stayed for 5 years. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Christian is recommending Regents approve another deferred compensation plan. The board meets in Bozeman on Thursday and Friday. Cruzado's base salary is just over $303,000 a year. State lawmakers plan to look at proposals to increase their pay. The members of the Legislative Council agreed during a meeting today to examine legislative pay bills that were drafted but never introduced during the last session. Democratic Senator Robin Driscoll of Billings says the currently hourly pay rate of $10.33 is ludicrous for professionals serving their constituents in the legislature. Republican House Speaker Austin Knudsen also says it's an issue the council should take up if a bipartisan agreement can be reached. Nationwide, state regulators are starting to take a closer look at whether online fantasy sports leagues like DraftKings and FanDuel constitute illegal gambling. Montana is one of five states that have already prohibited them. Rick Ask is administrator of the Montana Gambling Control Division.
Montana's constitution basically says all forms of gambling are illegal, except those that are specifically authorized by the legislature.
Those include a fantasy league run by the state lottery and some horse racing and tribal gaming. Otherwise, state law prohibits internet gambling and the use of a credit card to place a wager. a special state fund created to help Idaho navigate state sovereignty conflicts with the federal government, has paid out more than $2.1 million over the last two decades, nearly all of it spent on losing legal battles. The Constitutional Defense Fund hasn't paid for a winning case since 1996. Idaho Governor C.L. Butch Otter says he intends to ask lawmakers for an additional $1 million to shore up the fund in January. The State Corrections Department is looking at adding computer programming classes to improve inmates' chances of getting jobs when they finish their sentences. Two Corrections Department staff and the state's Chief of Information Technology recently visited Folsom and San Quentin state prisons in California. They reviewed training programs designed to put inmates to work in fields where employers can't attract enough qualified staff. San Quentin has a computer coding program aimed at training software developers. It's a partnership between technology-based businesses and the prison. Corrections officials say studies have shown that inmates who are able to find meaningful work are less likely to reoffend and are better able to pay any restitution they may owe their victims. Hillary Clinton just released a $30 billion plan to help states that are economically dependent on coal. But Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports Republicans aren't buying it, given Clinton's support of President Obama's climate policies.
Clinton has said as president she would defend the Clean Power Plan, President Obama's signature regulation that reduces carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Because the plan entails a move away from coal, Clinton's plan targets those communities that depend on the coal industry for jobs and tax revenue. Her plan outlines three areas: making sure workers and their families are taken care of even if their companies go bankrupt, economic diversification, and infrastructure and investment. Republicans reacted with skepticism that any Democratic plan could help coal country. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.
Tune in for more Montana news tomorrow morning with Edward O'Brien. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.